Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's Clay Day. Clay Thompson's getting introduced by the Miami Heat today at 3 o'clock. We'll carry that for you right here on your home for Heat basketball, WQAM.
Oh, this is the epitome of a – this is a Luka song right here, except it's the other way, right?
I can see Luka and Hookah.
The only song,
while he's hearing the song.
The only song he has now is –
because that was this song about being single again.
Ever since you left me.
Yeah.
Wait until I slide into Austin Reeves' GMs and get myself a little time in the locker room. Break up the Lakers.
I saw, what's my man's name, Vlad?
I don't know, which one?
The song.
Oh, French Montana.
French Montana. He was on an episode of NCIS New Orleans.
Oh, really?
So
yeah, because they used to have performers, like, come on.
Ah, speaking of entertainers and crime dramas. Jalen Brunson will be on Law & Order, SVU.
Will he?
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
Yes.
Is he solving crime?
Or
is he helping himself?
Agent Benson. I don't know.
Is he playing himself?
I don't think he'll be playing himself.
God.
But he's gonna be in the show. I know. Mm. Mariska is very happy.
You believe him as a murderer.
No.
No, they ain't.
But you know what? He could. It's those silent ones that are, they're the killers.
It's like, look at this. He killed another Frenchman. all right, so this is the word out of Dolphins camp.
Stock up, stock down.
Woohoo! Omar Kelly, this was his tweet at 11:09 a.m. today. Dolphins practice is over. The Dolphins offense was a disaster. They were so bad. Malik Willis got the team together for a talk midway through. It didn't help.
Because here's why. I don't know why people think if you just yell at them or coach them up, they're going to be better if they weren't that good to start with. So we really need to start paying attention to not about how the team is playing. It matters, but who's good and who's not. And stop getting over, oh, this team's terrible. This team's this team's that. They not organized. Listen, usually the players with the most penalties are the players that are trying to stretch their athletic abilities too far. You grab. You reach. You do illegal stuff to try to stay in the game. Mm. So, like, why is everybody so surprised?
Perk. He writes, the Dolphins offense struggled Tuesday as quarterback Malik Willis had one of his roughest practices and the offensive line struggled with pass protection.
Did they run games and stunts today? Like sometimes when you start expanding the defenses that you're going to see, you have problems on that day.
Mm.
So maybe it was blitzes. Maybe it was zone blitzes. Maybe it was, you know, blocking out of three wides and trying to pick up blitz. You know, there could be a reason why.
Thing that I would find a little troubling about this is the Dolphins are missing a lot of starters on defense. Like, there's no Sealer, Brooks.
So,
no
Grant. Here's the deal.
No Grant.
It might be a, not necessarily a physical thing, but more of a, how are we going to attack or prepare or block certain defenses, and the way they decided to do it didn't work. That's what practice is for.
Hmm.
So if you say, hey, if we see this blitz, we're just going to run hot routes, or we're going to check the protection, right? So you check the protection, and it still doesn't work, and you give up a sack, and then you go, when we watch film, oh, we got to just throw it hot.
Perk writes that Willis gathered the offense after the first round of 11-on-11s to talk to him. The offense was shaky in that period. Willis led the charge with a botched snap exchange with Aaron Brewer and dropped a shotgun snap. He later threw an interception to Jackson Woodward, intangibles. Woodard deflected a pass on Willis late in practice in situational 11-on-11.
Hmm. Again, you're ramping up your practices to include more situations, right? So, and what happens is if you look at what your team struggles with, because the way preseason works is, the other team will say, let's just throw this out there. If you struggle with it, then that means every team you play going to do some version of that to see if you picked it up. So if you had problems during the preseason game or practice, then a lot of times you'll have, like, you'll revisit that test, that portion of the game, to say, let's try this blitz. Let's put a mix on it. Let's put a little twist on this blitz or protection or whatever. And you got to work through it. So there's a lot of reasons why offenses or defenses struggle, you know, with this. Like, a lot of times on defense, defenses will struggle because they want to see how far or how many different formations you can play cover two. If you get picked apart, then you know you got to change it up.
Stock up, stock down?
I mean,
a lot of down, I hear. A
lot of down.
Stock up.
Oh, it is a stock up. Waterboy?
Defense.
Defensive tackle, yeah. Keith Cooper Jr.
Keith Cooper Jr.
Cooper had a sack and two tackles for loss.
What's his name? Keith?
Cooper Jr. There's a lot of juniors on this Dolphins.
Well, everybody puts Cooper? That on the back. Huh?
Did you know Cooper?
No.
Oh. Cooper had a sack and two tackles for loss Tuesday and continues to take advantage of the absences of Zach Sealer and Kenneth Grant. Cooper was complimented by Jeff Hafley on Sunday for both his play and versus the Giants in practice. Stock down. Malik Willis. Willis had a botched snap exchange, dropped a snap, threw two INTs. He looked good on a QB draw, but misfired on a throw to tight end Ethan Connor. Oh, yeah, did you hear about that? We not only have an Ethan Bonner, but yesterday we picked up tight end Ethan Connor. Intangibles!
Oh, yeah.
He misfired on a throw to tight end Ethan Connor and later on a throw over the middle to Malik Washington. So, Perk says, a tough day for QB1 Malik Willis. All right.
Sounds like he had a Tua type of practice.
Sounds like he did. Sounds like he had a real stinker. Ruben Main sacked Trevor Lawrence in practice today, by the way.
Oh, is that what happened in Jacksonville? Yeah, practice
today. Well, this offensive
How did you feel watching the highlights over the weekend?
How did I feel?
When Ruben Bain took a very good tackle in Josh Simmons and one-armed Reggie White hip-tossed him to the side and nearly destroyed Justin Fields.
How I felt was...
And then you had to watch Caden Proctor on Saturday.
Well, that's one thing that was annoying, is they played Caden Proctor three snaps. And I'm like, really? Okay, we're at that point. Rookies play three snaps. The thinnest team in the NFL is playing their rookies three snaps in the preseason.
Right. That's
sweet. I did not feel great, and I also don't feel great that I continue to read that there's offensive line issues because the Dolphins offensive now the offensive line, like you know, like we were talking about with Wes earlier, like they had that good drive against the backups of Washington, but they got boat raced by the Giants and all of their swarms of edge rushers. And now I'm reading today that the backup defensive tackles are getting the best of the Dolphins offensive line again. And how do I feel about it, Vlad? I feel not great because I asked one thing. The only thing I asked for this season, okay? I don't know how many games they're going to win. I don't know what's reasonable. But for the love of God, the one thing that I don't want to be an issue, since I don't get Ruben Bain, is that this offensive line is no longer an issue. Not much to ask, I don't think. But yet, continue to read about offensive line issues, which I find when I see Ruben Bain look like Reggie White quite annoying. So that's how I feel.
I mean, I would just relax on it. It's early, and it's easier to do that on the defensive side than offensive.
You asked me my feelings. That's how I feel.
I know.
I'm just giving you honesty.
I know.
I'm being honest, Bosch.
I know you're giving me honesty.
That's how I feel. He asked,
but don't you feel that you have to be, to some extent, realistic about it?
I am being realistic about it.
Okay.
They have they paid their center. Mm-hmm. They drafted a left guard in the first round. Their left tackle is a second round pick. Their right guard is a second round pick. And their right tackle is a first round pick. That's a lot of pedigree.
Yeah,
a lot of pedigree.
The most important thing, though, is
It seems like Austin Jackson's getting his ass kicked a lot this summer.
Yeah.
But with that?
The most important thing is working together.
Are his feet broken still?
I don't know.
Could he be cooked?
No, yeah.
I'm a little worried about that.
He could be the quintessential, oh, I need to get a bag. Let me play well.
Yeah. It's not It's not like the Caden Proctor thing has even been like, oh, he's been the biggest culprit. It doesn't seem like that. It seems like there's been a lot of Austin Jackson getting knocked on his ass this summer. So hopefully that means Chop Robinson's going to be awesome. But also, a little worried.
Mm.
Hopefully his feet still work.
That's not even the worst part.
What's wrong, dude? What are you trying to? Are you trying to order some DoorDash?
No, my friends are texting me saying, "I believe what Tobin's saying."
What did he say? Really?
Oh my god!
What do you mean?
This is what?
Let me tell you something. I picked some crappy friends. Then, if that's
these are the this is your Dolphins text thread.
No, I don't have a Dolphins text thread. But
what do they agree with Tobin about? What they agree with Tobin?
You met my buddy. My buddy.
No, what are they agreeing with Tobin?
Tobin is preaching what I believe.
Mm.
Ah.
Also a Canes fan. So I would say it's mostly centered around Canes.
Oh, the Ruben Bain thing? Yeah. It's going to annoy me all year.
But it shouldn't.
It's going to, though.
It's right. Right.
I wanted what I wanted.
So think about this. If you have a quarterback and you have the second pick or the first pick and you don't draft the quarterback, and then the next team drafts a quarterback and that quarterback ends up being a Hall of Famer, can you then complain about not drafting that quarterback? You see what I mean?
Here's what I think. I think that the general manager has a philosophy very clearly. He likes his guys big, right? Bit of a size king, this GM, okay? Mm-hmm. And he was like really, you know, just, oh, this guy, he moves like anybody else. And so he looks at Ruben Bain and was like, yeah, you know, he's 6'2.5". He's got short arms, but he doesn't know that he's got that stuff.
But you can see that.
I know!
Like, I said this when he was getting drafted. Shame on anybody that goes by measurements of an individual without watching him play.
That's what I found infuriating.
But you know what's funny about all that?
Mm-hmm.
The same exact things were said about John Randle. John Randle was probably 30 pounds lighter than Ruben Bain when he came out.
Oof.
So, and he ended up being a Hall of Famer. And nobody's saying, you know what I mean? I get it. I understand it. I understand why they didn't take Ruben Bain. Because, and what makes this hurt even more is you see the offensive line struggling.
Yeah.
But offensive line can't.
Yeah, they got to work together. They got to get together. Right.
But it grows at a different pace. So you're comparing a guy where you can say, just go out there and be athletic and cause havoc, forget about any responsibilities,
and
he could do that.
And that's part of the thing that's been annoying about camp this year is, like, you know, we do this whole thing. You and I have been on the same page about the preseason games, and it's like,
right.
Oh, okay, so all I have are stupid joint practices and these practices, and none of it sounds awesome. So, like, how long am I supposed to wait, Leroy?
Mm-hmm.
6 weeks? Is that a – what is the line where I'm like, offensive line should have it together because they look good in the drive I got to see them together.
Right.
Pushing guys, but again, who they were going up against, I don't know.
Correct.
I think that's what I find frustrating. That's what I find frustrating.
Yeah.
I just wanted to – I'm not expecting a big year, but I'm just – but I would like that issue to not be an issue anymore. I was figuring, oh, the defense isn't going to be awesome. They have grocery baggers in the second wave of things. I mean, we have multiple Ethans. You know, it's a lot of Ethans on this team. We need to get less Ethans. Did you see him slide down Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah, that's how you know it's bad, bro. Odell is washed.
Washed.
Washed. And they let him. They let him look like he was 2016 Odell Beckham.
He should have had a touchdown. Like he was like willy nilly.
The problem with this whole thing is that when, as a coach, when you see your team not tackling well, there's two ways to go about it. You have tackle in practice, or you play more in the games. There's no in between. And, like, there's too many mistakes and too many things that you see that this team struggles with that they are really not doing anything to address the issues.
Do you think when Friday rolls around, they introduce Tua as dead cap? Now playing quarterback for the Falcons, dead cap.
I can't wait for this game.
Or Bobby Bo. Call him Bobby Bo.
Can't wait to Friday.
Installments. takes the snap. Oh, man. I feel like that Joe Rose radio broadcast is going to be a movie.
You talking about on Friday?
Yeah, dude.
Is he playing?
I think so. He's got to fight for his job. Penix is back.
Cooper Rush. He's getting out. He's getting rushed by Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right, we'll take a break. Mixed bag coming up next.